You buy from someone else and find out how much you could have saved on windows, roofing, and siding, you'll blow your stack.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to amuse you. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Made a decision. I discussed it with my fellow show board members here, Pian and Dan. We discussed it the other day. I took their input and then I went ahead and made a decision today that today we will tell the second in line of, in terms of how great a joke is, we have two cold weather jokes that we only tell once a year in the cold weather. The top of the heap is the snowmobile joke.
Oh, yeah.
Because it involves cold. Second is the joke we're going to tell today, the coldest igloo joke. Now, the reason I'm going to do it is Tuesday night out in, as Al Roker would say, my neck of the woods, it's going to be 9 degrees. It kills me that we won't be here. Because I would love to be part of that. I think I would be more effective as a joke teller if I could come in Wednesday after experiencing 9 degrees. But unfortunately, we'll be in Jamaica.
We'll be in like 85 degrees.
That's right. So today, at the end of the Playhouse, you will hear the coldest igloo joke, and you will not hear it again until next winter. Now, one other thing. First, let me welcome you. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're glad to have you. A couple of people already since I came in, and I get in here about 6:37 in the morning, so
right.
Working on the show. You guys know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because when you get in, I've already been here like 3 hours.
Yeah.
A couple of people here today have already said, hey, Frank, hope you guys have a great trip. And then one person said, hey, have fun in Jamaica. Translation, I hate your guts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can see them.
They don't mean it.
Grinding their teeth.
Yeah, they don't mean it.
Yeah, I've never said that to anybody without a hint of sarcasm.
Yeah, you've never meant it. Yeah, how could they mean it? I hope you guys have a really great time.
Why?
Really? Do you really hope we have it? Do you? I don't think so. So we see right through that. Well, this is going to be a very good day, and we're going to take a lot of calls because, ladies and gentlemen, we will not have a chance to interact with each other. At least I won't. For
why not?
I'm on assignment.
We have one more
tomorrow.
Day to work.
But I am on assignment. I'll read you the memo.
Ooh, really?
Here's the memo. Dear Frank, I know that you had requested that you not be on assignment on Friday the 18th.
Right before a trip, you would think it. Yeah.
In your request, you feel that being with the listeners the day before departure would be a good thing and create a tighter bond between you and the listeners. We, the management of KTRS, could not disagree more. We don't give, and then there's an expletive about the listeners.
Oh, wow.
We couldn't care less about them. You will be on assignment. You will not work. Case closed. Should be no further need for communication. And then it's signed Mike Dorsey and then a couple of other key players here.
I don't think there's a Mike Dorsey here.
Yeah, I think it's Mark, yeah.
So this will be my last day to be with you until a week from Monday, because Saturday, again, I hate to repeat this. It sounds like we're bragging about it or something.
Right.
We wouldn't do that.
No.
We leave for Jamaica Saturday morning with some tremendous listeners. And in a perfect world, if I had my way, every loyal listener, every person who is loyally AM and the PM would go with us 1 year on a trip. But what plane can hold 600 people?
Yeah.
I think that's what you'd be talking about. Any. I don't think there's a plane that big. Oh, the 787, it's grounded.
Yeah.
So now what? So maybe one of these days, that would be great. I'd be that guy that if I won a Powerball, and you know, like a $200 million Powerball, I'd take every listener that I could possibly take on a trip. Nah, maybe not.
Yeah,
but it sounds good. So, Burke segment, do we have anything?
I don't have anything today.
I don't have anything.
Just in that panic mode where trying to remember, that's one of the...
Oh, no. I
frustrating things
if
about
you look
before
at
you
the notepad on my phone, I've already started loading in. Don't forget to take cash. Don't forget sunglasses.
Call the cell phone company and figure out.
That's on my list. Call AT&T.
Yeah.
Make sure international calling is in place. Don't forget to turn this off. Don't forget to turn that off. Now, somebody's at the house, so I don't have to go through that whole list of, turn this down, turn that up. I don't have to worry about that. But it's just things to
take. Yeah, everybody thinks it's just a really relaxed thing to do to go on a trip. It's not.
You people couldn't be more off on that.
My stress level is like at a 10 right now. Yeah.
How would you like this pressure? You folks that are staying here, you don't have to sit around making a list.
No.
Mm-mm.
You remember go on about sunscreen. Your remember sunglasses. Yeah. Remember sandals.
Yeah, you have to do that.
Did you call your credit card company?
I will.
Yeah.
I always do. That's on the list, too.
I've seen that where we were on one of our trips and somebody tried to use their card and it
denied. I think nowadays it's gotten a lot better than it used to, though. I don't know, though.
Oh, no, they shut it off.
I've used, I think, a credit card on a couple different trips to Mexico and everything, and I've never had an issue.
Well, for small purchases, but if you bought something for $300 or $400.
Like a trip, I think, one of our excursions, I think I've used a credit card before. And
you didn't call your...
You got a lousy credit card company.
Well, yeah, because they'll shut it down. Mine's been shut down before when I was just out of the state.
Yeah.
And then didn't call.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, now, let's close the Burke segment. We didn't even open it, but we're going to close it anyway. The Burke segment is officially... closed. Now, I'm going to do this in advance of the actual commercial for North American Solar because I think it's very interesting. And when we get a new piece of business, naturally every company that comes along that wants to advertise tells you how great they are. Oh yeah, we're this and we're that. And then I do a little homework, and sometimes that's not true, and sometimes it is true, and sometimes the things they tell you they fudge a little bit. I was not only happy to see this, but I was kind of astounded to see it. North American Solar is in the solar panel business. And take a look outside today. There are people right now using no electricity.
Sucking up that sunshine.
They're using no electricity from Ameren. The wheel isn't spinning. Mm-hmm. The needles aren't moving because everything running in the house is running off the sun. And I told you before that when we originally, had met and first started talking, I said, well, where is, like St. Louis and Missouri on some kind of scale for sunlight? And they said 1 to 6, 6 being the best, like Arizona, and St. Louis is a 5. I said, what? So we went online, and there are numerous sites, and this is a weather bureau, whatever, statistics site, research and news and science, and it gives you everything. You can put in what was the temperature on July 6, 1932, and when was the last time, anything. So we went and found a breakout of percentage of sunlight. In other words, from sunrise to sunset, state by state, which states have the greater percentage of sunlight? For example, there is no state that is 100%. There's no state that's 90%. There's no state where 90% of the daylight hours, there's sunshine. But check this out. It absolutely is true about the state of Missouri. Texas, which I think of as a lot of sunshine down in the big state, is a 61%. That's their percentage of sunshine. Now, I'll give you another one of, California. Sunshine, California, West Coast, 68% sunshine. Florida, Doesn't everybody think of sun? Let's go down to Florida. Yeah. Sunny. 66. Missouri is 60. Wow. 60%. Wow. Only 6 percentage points behind Florida. Only 8 behind California. So it really is on a 1 to 6. It is a it's a 5. Now, how about this? This is another little interesting sidebar to this. They break out number of clear days. Clear is when there's 30% or less cloud cover. Now, if you have 30% cloud cover or more, you can't call it a clear day. In Florida, in any average year, there are 101 clear days in the state of Florida. In Missouri, there are 115.
Wow.
How about that? Pretty interesting. We'll talk more about the North American solar and about where they get their solar panels. That's pretty interesting, too. And so we have no Burke segment, so let's fire up these telephones and let's let the listeners do the show. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. One of the reasons you can tell it's a slow news day is, and maybe this makes me real stupid or just sort of out of the loop, or because it's sports, I didn't know it. This Hawaiian, this Notre Dame guy and this fake girlfriend thing. Do you know that I didn't even know that story existed until this morning? Never heard of this guy.
It just broke last night, so it's been
everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge story. You'd think this is, I don't know, think of one of the biggest stories in the last 10 years, scandal or... Holy cow! It's so bizarre too.
I think that's why it's everywhere. It's just a.
It is bizarre, but it's so isolated. It's a note. I mean, I don't care if the guy made up a girlfriend. I do realize it's embarrassing.
He was a Heisman finalist. He's looking to get drafted to an NFL team this year. So, in the world of sports, it's a pretty big story.
Yeah, and I get that, but it has gone beyond the world of sports. If you turn on any of the major news channels, CNN, Fox, boom, there it is.
TMZ,
every 10-15 minutes, there's this story, and then there's all this speculation. It is weird that you make up you have a girlfriend. And by the way, my take on it is this guy is absolutely in on the fraud. It's not that he was a victim of anything.
But then I saw today there's a player that played for the Kansas City Chiefs, I believe, last year. He played 2 games for them. He is coming out today and saying that he has met this woman. He met her before this relationship even happened.
How do you meet a woman who doesn't
exist? I don't know.
None of it makes sense. by 48 hours from now, it'll all be filtered out. Don't you know Lance Armstrong is sending this guy thank you notes? Thanks for taking the news off of me. I'm tired of people talking about me. And then we're going to go to the phones to take your calls after one other thing. As you do this year after year after year, you're constantly trying to think, well, what can we do to make it better? What can we do to make it better? And after listening to other radio, I've decided what we need in here is a young woman who giggles and says,
Really?
Sound good?
Sounds pretty good.
Research?
Yeah, we need that. I heard that somewhere, and I thought, that's what we need. We need a female who goes, and all the time. Let's go to the phones. Call us. Please take this work off our hands. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. We will start with Greg. Greg, how are you?
Hey, how are you today? AM and PM here.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, I'm calling in because I don't really need the problem solvers, but I made a call into that Milton Kilcoin show here, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He had a story about pornography there, so I called him up because my sister had been into pornography, and he kind of called me a creep and thought I was some kind of a freak, me and my brother there, and I just wanted to ask you what you think there. My sister was in the pornography building, without getting graphic. She was a beautiful gal.
Mm-hmm.
She went to California.
She was an actress.
Well, not really an actress, but she couldn't bring herself to be on screen. I guess she had enough morals there not to get on screen there, so she became a fluffer, if you're familiar with that.
I know exactly what that is. For people who don't know what that is, there is a way to explain it without getting kicked off the air.
Yeah, well, that's what I didn't want to talk about. And I didn't want to call back to Mr. Kilcoin's show because he's got those ladies on there now, and I felt a little bit squeamish about it. But the thing is that he thought I was kind of creepy because me and my younger brother, who was 19 at the time, I was 21, went on the set to watch they asked us if we wanted to watch the movie being made. Now, my sister was not involved in that out there in the front of the deal, and he said he thought that was kind of creepy that we would do that. And I thought, I don't see anything wrong with it.
All right, now hang on here, Greg. Now, hold on. You were 21?
I was 21, and my brother was 19.
19, and you had an opportunity to watch porn actresses doing their craft, and he thinks that's creepy.
Live.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess because he thought that my sister was in the back and me and my brother were out in the front, you know, and I just thought, well, I was a red-blooded American guy, and
but
how many guys get a chance to do that?
But you were in the same area where maybe in another room your sister was fluffing at the time?
Yeah, but I tried to always put that out of my mind, but yes, she was probably right behind the
curtain. See, I would have a hard time, I think.
You know?
I don't know.
Hey, do you know, did she make a lot of money as a fluffer?
Yeah, she did, as a matter of fact. There, she was able to put herself through college. Now, I know it sounds funny.
Whoa.
She's since gotten married to the same guy. He has no idea.
Oh, that's not good.
It ever happened. And me and my little brother always tease years later about, well, what did he think when they first got together? Like, hey, she's pretty good, you know?
Now, a lot of people, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to try to head this off. A lot of people, I'm going to get emails from people going, what was that about? What's a fluffer? Here's the deal. Let's put it this way. In a pornographic movie, men need to be in a certain state, not like the state of California, but a state of arousal.
And there's downtime on a porn movie, like any other movie.
Yeah, you got to move the cameras, lights. We got to light out.
You got to move the key grips around.
But by the time you go through that downtime, you know things go away. So the fluffers are the girls who make sure, with a certain technique or other, that the guy's ready to go. That's
when they call action.
When they call action, he's ready for action. That's what a fluffer is. Now, I do think it's a little strange that your sister was doing that literally in another room next to you. That part,
you would have think maybe she would have connections where you could have gone to another set that she wasn't involved in to watch.
Because when you watch a guy go to do his scene, how can you not think, hey, my sister just worked on that guy?
Yeah.
You know? Well, yeah, but it wasn't on that. They weren't doing the same movie. They were doing several movies. Well, honestly, I can't say that because I don't know for a fact. But I do know that when I went outside with a couple of the actors afterwards, it is one of them. Hey, your sister's really a real trooper, you know?
Oh, bro.
A real trooper, and she's great.
Oh, yeah, boy. I don't want to hear
great
that.
Great technique.
Oh, your sister's a great fluffer. I don't know.
But when we stood on the deck, you can look out on the hills and they'd say, that house. All of these are made in just one little area there in Southern California.
Yeah, and I forgot the name of the actual little town. Starts with an M, Modesto or somewhere? Something like that.
Yeah, but they're all, there's a lot of six or seven places that they're all made, you know, and which is kind of weird. I just didn't know if everybody would think I was really a creep for wanting to go in and see a movie while I was there, you know.
I don't know that you're a creep, but I don't know that I'd want to go and be in the area where my sister was doing what she was doing. Outside of that, take that out of it, and invite me.
While you were there, were there outtakes? Like, did somebody come in and go, oh, man.
Like a blooper reel?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it takes, there's more to doing it than what you just see on the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me. Oh, whoops. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, not this, not that. Do this, do that. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I you know what? I got a feeling that it's not
as great of a job as...
No, it's not quite as cool being there watching it as you'd think it would be. It's actually more fun to just watch the finished product.
Exactly right. It wasn't anything like I expected it to be. And I told my sister later, there, we're all 60s now, you know. But I told her, I said, you know, did it bother you that you didn't get on the big screen? And she said, not really. I made enough money to get on with my life, and it's all in... And my little brother and her, we never ever discuss it or anything, you know.
Did they pay her by the hour, by the movie?
She got so much per day.
And did she tell you what that was?
You know, she really never told us, but I was thinking at that time she got about $800 a day. That's what we figured.
Wow. Wow. You know?
And this was a long time ago.
And this was like 68, 69, or, well, let me say.
Let's go with 68.
Around 1968, yeah.
Well, now, yeah, if you had your choice, if you're going to be doing that stuff anyway, and there's no video proof years later, why wouldn't you take that fluffer job?
What you've done, Greg, though, is you've caused me now to think of a question that I'll throw out there, but I think it's a pretty good question. Let's say that all she was doing was, I'll put this in the best way I can, massaging. Let's say she's using her hands.
Hand that's manipulation.
All she, hand manipulation, mm-hmm. and that's all she's doing. Is that in itself a horrible thing to do to make enough money to go to school? There's no intercourse. There's no actual, you know, you get my drift. And if that's all she had to do, now if it was more than that, if she's having to Monica, you know, stuff like that, that's a little bit different deal. That then I'd have to go, oh, no, I didn't want to know that,
there,
sis.
There was no intercourse, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but that there other thing.
More, there was more than massaging. And uh-huh. the thing that bothered us is it was kind of like pre-AIDS, if you know what I mean.
Yep. Mm. Dangerous time. Well, that's a great story, and I'm glad. And no, I don't know that you're a creep, but I do think that was a little bit weird. But chalk some of it off to the fact that you were 21. You know.
Yeah.
So
right.
you gotta factor that in too. Greg, thank you for listening and thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
See, the thing about the other show that he talked about, they put people down.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. He just stepped right out and said, you're a creep.
I heard, and I probably shouldn't repeat this, but he walked out of the studio one day. The guy on before us, I can't remember his name, and he said, "Man, our listeners are weird."
Oh.
I hate the listeners. Yeah. I think it was him. I can't remember. It was somebody who was on in that time slot, but that could be like eight people. So I don't remember anymore who it was. We have to take a quick break. We come back. I promise we'll get back to the phones because this is going to be a big telephone day, and we'll take your calls. We're now in the 71st year from Matheny Heating and Cooling. That deserves a round of applause. Thank Tom and his brother Rob and the next generation after that, that second generation, actually third generation now, of Matheny's for being great supporters of the show and for running a really decent, honorable business, honest business. Sometimes we say it's getting harder and harder to find, but they're out there. There are still honest people out there who won't cheat you. And if you watch Nightline or any of those John Stossel-type investigative reports, you know there are also a lot of cheaters out there. Those guys that put your car up on the rack in the service bay and squirt oil under it and call you over and go, "Hey, come here, you got an oil leak," and they put the oil there. That stuff happens in the heating and cooling business, too. Not going to happen with Matheny. Not going to happen with Matheny. Few things surprise me, but if I ever found out, now let me say this. There's never a guarantee that when you hire over time hundreds of people, there's never a guarantee that you're not at some point going to get some scumbag in there who lies his way in, fakes his way in, and then does something dishonorable or dishonest. Once that is realized, I can guarantee you that person won't be wearing any Matheny work shirt again because... it's a family business. They're literally their name, their reputation is at stake. So if you have heating and cooling, and I would think that you do, you need somebody to work on it. You need somebody to replace it. You need somebody who won't cheat you, who won't overprice you, and who'll do it right. And when you have a new system installed, this is where it really pays to get somebody who knows what they're doing. Matheny Heating and Cooling, St. Charles and St. Louis counties, business, residential, any size, any make, any model. To work on, to fix, to replace, this is the company, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
And it's time for a look at traffic right now. Here is Timothy Weiland. Tim?
We have a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane on northbound 270 at Olive. We also have two southbound lanes of Tucker at Shodo that are going to be down due to a sewer collapse. Southbound Kings Highway just before Vandeventer, you've got two lanes down. That's because of a water main break, so traffic is going to be really bad going that direction. And it looks like they've cleared the accident eastbound 94 at Harvester. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Don't let mayhem leave you stranded. Be protected with Good Hands roadside assistance from Allstate. It's free to join and open to everyone. Register at allstate.com/roadside. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Friday on the Morning Quickie, we'll be back to try to continue to figure out what's going on with Lance Armstrong and Manti Te'o and all the other whack jobs in the world. I say whack jobs with love, you know that. And on Friday's show, we'll also have Josh talking about the movies and whether or not a footlong sub at Subway is really a footlong, because we cover the big stories.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Looking for a great place to take the family for dinner?
Yep.
Place with terrific homemade food?
Yep.
At reasonable family prices?
Sure am.
Well, you should go to Three Families Restaurant at 4899 Mexico Road, just a half mile west of Jungerman Road in St. Peter's.
That sounds good.
The Three Families Restaurant offers a great selection of mouth-watering steaks, seafood including yellowfin tuna.
You're making me hungry.
Shrimp scampi and seared scallops, plus chicken and pasta.
That's good.
If it's lunch you're looking for, the Three Families offers a wide variety of wraps and sandwiches, and it's all at reasonable family prices.
Reasonable's a good word.
They're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, and for dinner 7 days a week. Call the Three Families Restaurant at 636-244-4326, or visit their website at threefamiliesrestaurant.com.
Okay.
Bring the family to the all-new Three Families Restaurant.
I will.
4899 Mexico Road, just a half mile west of Jungerman Road in St. Peter's. The Three Families Restaurant. Restaurant where hospitality is a family tradition.
Is there anything better than sitting on your deck enjoying a nice iced tea and a burger? First, you need the deck. How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living, Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl-wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. Fencing, decking, lights, pergolas, three-season, two-season porches, low maintenance. Check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com. That's OutdoorLivingInc.com. They'll build you the deck of your dreams, or they'll sell you the material, and you can build it yourself. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com. You need a deck, a fence, lights, pergolas, whatever it is. You need an outdoor expert. You need OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
The 10th Anniversary World's Greatest Sports Trivia Championship, presented by Worldwide Technology, is coming February the 8th to Chaffetz Arena at St. Louis University. Enter your trivia team and help St. Patrick Center build permanent positive change in our community. Join hosts Kara Henderson-Sneed and the Sklar Brothers. Meet professional athletes. Win season tickets and other great prizes. To reserve your table for Friday, February the 8th at Chaffetz Arena, call 314-802-5445 or visit stpatrickcenter.org.
Hurry into Sam's Club today for a special offer on Serta mattresses. January 18th through the 21st, members receive special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $279 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Choose from innerspring, memory foam, and more. Plus, Sam's Club offers delivery. See Club for details. Don't miss the savings on Serta with special financing till January 21st. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
See where Dear Abby died?
No.
Pauline, whatever her name was. Her name wasn't even Abigail Van Buren. It was a fake name.
Really?
94.
Wow. She hasn't been doing it for a while, right?
She's had Alzheimer's for a long time. She hasn't written that thing for, I bet, 20, 30 years.
They'll just be able to keep that forever, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because when she did it as Dear Abby, her name wasn't even Abby. Anybody could be Dear Abby. Why can't we think of something like that? Like Dear Frank. Yeah. She's no doctor. What makes her an expert? Dear Abby, my brother-in-law picks his nose. What should I do? Why is she an authority? See, this is where we missed it. We should be like a self-proclaimed expert on something.
Yes.
Look how many people do that.
I know.
That Dr. Laura.
Dr. Bill.
Her doctor's degree has nothing to do with, it's in anthropology or something.
We have the problem solvers we do on the air. We could just expand.
You know what? We could move
a column called the problem
online.
Solvers.
Yeah. And we go online, problemsolvers.com, and you pay.
$5 mm-hmm. to get your problem solved.
$5 a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great idea. Get on that.
All right.
314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Ladies are always welcome. First-time callers always welcome. Hang on.
Bruce, are you in voice? You are? Okay. We may need to sing Getting to Know You. All right.
Let's go to Lynn. Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm not a first-time caller. I'm a regular listener.
That's okay.
And I guess I'm AM in the PM.
What do you mean you guess you're AM in the PM? What does that mean?
I don't quite know how to follow that last caller because I have a total different subject. But
we don't care.
My daughter is a competitive swimmer for one of the local swim teams.
Mm-hmm.
And her coach is working very hard to try and bring the 2016 Olympic swim trials to St. Louis.
Okay.
So I am asking your listeners, I was going to say readers, your listeners, to use their electronic devices and go to swimswam.com and vote for St. Louis. There's six cities in the running, and we don't know how much impact this is going to have with the decision makers, but certainly this would be a great opportunity to bring something like this to St. Louis. There's a lot of competitive swimming in the area, and we'd certainly like to see this accomplished.
And did you say swim swam?
Swim swam.
Swim, swam, thank you, ma'am. Swimswam.com.
Right. And there's a place on the side to vote. St. Louis, Indianapolis, a few other cities. But right now, St. Louis is in the lead. We don't know how much impact this is going to actually have. But certainly if we show the people who make the decision how much St. Louis is supported, I don't think it can hurt.
You know, you're a swim mom, so you've been to lots of swim meets.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them.
And I have to tell you something, that both our boys took swimming and competed. They weren't real good, but they did the little swim meets locally. Some of the most miserable hours that I ever spent as a dad were spent in humid indoor swim places where the humidity was so unbelievable and the smell of chlorine. Holy mackerel. And it's like a recital for your kid where you go to this recital and your child plays for 3 minutes, but you got to suffer through everybody else's kid.
Oh,
same exact thing with the swim meet. You got to sit in that humid chlorine infested place for that whistle to blow and watch your kid come in sixth.
Well, you have to give moms even more credit. throw a hot flash on top of that and see how miserable.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, good for you. And swimswam.com, you just put it out there. Hopefully people will help you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lynn.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Peon, before you have kids, you need to check with me on some things. I'll go through a list of things.
If piano is off the list.
No. Piano's a must. You do piano. Just don't go to the recital.
Oh, okay.
Get sick before the recital. wrestling, if your son wants to wrestle, cross that off. No.
Yeah,
you don't want to watch your son smelling another kid's crotch.
No.
You don't want to do that. Here's Jim. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I'm aiming at the PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah. I was just asking, what part of Jamaica are you going to?
Montego Bay.
Montego Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. About 2 years ago, a couple days before Christmas, there was a family. We went to Jamaica and stayed at that along that place called the Grill.
Right.
And I don't know, they call it the 5 mile something, 5 mile something, 6 mile something,
mm-hmm.
And. Well, it's, you know, so beautiful, you know.
And we've been there 4 times with listeners.
Were you there around the Grill?
No. We've been to Ocho Rios.
Yeah, we'll be as there one
close
time
to the Grill as we've ever been, though. So I'm thinking about going there one day because I've heard
the Grill is so beautiful. But we were actually about the third day we were there. It's kind of weird. There's always like boats and ships going by and stuff.
Now, that's odd on the ocean.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you're kind of in a bay. You're kind of in a bay section or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one day we looked out.
Anyway.
We saw this. To me, it looked like a ship, but they call it a yacht.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple hours later, here there's these guys walking up and down the beach with submachine guns and all this stuff. And finally I asked one of the people, what the hell's going on here? And the guy, he said, oh, that's Bill Gates' yacht, and he's coming ashore in a little while.
And he has guys with submachine guns?
He had guys with submachine guns going up and down as security, I guess because of the, you know, possible kidnapping ransom or whatever.
I know a couple that met Bill Gates in a Walmart parking lot, and he was driving a Chevrolet, and it's a true story. He didn't have any people with machine guns, but I guess in another country.
Well, I guess that's what they're afraid of is ransom or kidnapping. Yeah. But it was so crazy when you looked out and
that's good to know.
Call it his yacht, and to me it looked like a ship.
Well, that's good to know, because if we get down there and we see that, we'll go, oh, Bill Gates must be here.
Yeah.
We see some guns, now we'll know.
Well, enjoy. Oh, don't forget on your checkoff list for you and. Your two cohorts there, don't forget to get your string bikinis at Walmart or something before you leave.
A string bikini?
What does that mean?
For the women. I mean,
for the women or for us?
And after women down there?
No, for yourself. You know, you got to wear those fancy.
We don't wear bikinis.
No.
Oh, well, okay.
What kind of guy are you?
Yeah.
I wear a banana hammock. A butt floss banana hammock.
Jim, if you want to wear a bikini, that's your business.
Yeah, if you want to picture us and butt floss
speedos. Thank you, Jim. I wear the biggest, sloppiest, baggiest shorts I could
surf
possibly
shorts,
buy.
Yeah.
Remember those jams?
Yeah,
down below your knee?
Real floral.
That's my choice.
Yes. Those are nice.
That's my choice for beach wear.
I bought Clearasil so I can wear my butt floss banana hammock.
That's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Clyde is here. Hello, Clyde.
Yeah, Frank. I'm not sure if this might be for the problem solvers.
Well, you want us
Let me run it by you.
Okay.
let's say a certain person or guy is, you know, he's just kind of an a-hole, you know, just kind of one.
No, I know that guy.
All right. Now, here's the question. If he should take performance enhancing drugs,
mm-hmm.
would that just make him more of an a-hole?
I don't know what you mean here.
Well, you know, performance enhancing drugs. I mean, if he's just kind of one, would that kind of make him more of an a-hole?
Yeah, I think.
Clyde, have you called here and tried comedy before? is this your first attempt?
Well, I don't know.
It would make him more or less of one. He'd just be one with a boner.
I see what he's saying. He enhances. It enhances.
But it doesn't enhance personality. It just enhances, you know, Mr. Happy.
What's that?
Rework this joke and call us back.
Well, you know, it's supposed to make your performance better. And I'm not just talking about sexually.
About steroids.
But, you know, like steroids, you know.
Uh-huh.
It enhances an athlete's performance.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of makes it a personality change.
Okay.
And if a guy's you know, just kind of.
I just might be not smart enough to pick up on this.
I think he's just trying to say if the guy's an a-hole,
is he a bigger one?
Yeah, because it enhances.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, that,
maybe.
Then,
yes,
that,
Clyde.
Then that's a good.
How about maybe?
Yeah. Yes, he would be, Clyde.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There's
you know,
your answer.
Oh, well, anyhow.
Well, thank you, Clyde.
All right. Bye.
All righty. Sometimes I get confused and I start to question whether or not I'm capable of interpreting humor. Let's take another run at this. This is Nathan. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I don't want to, I know we don't get into too much politics on here, but I read a quote online that was attributed to Winston Churchill. And I, you know, if you can believe everything you read online is 100%, we'll say it was him. But the quote went, "The United States always does the right thing after they've tried everything else first."
I doubt seriously that he said that.
Yeah, I kind of found it a little out there, too. But still, the quote's, whoever said it kind of
hates the United States.
I find it kind of funny.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll dig into that. Thank you, Nathan.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. That's not very flattering to the United States.
No, we do everything but the right.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that. Barbara, how are you?
I'm great. Frank, I just wanted to tell you before you leave town that I did the right thing at noontime. I was put in charge of beer for this big chili party this weekend. And so I'm walking up and down the aisle, and suddenly I saw American Patriot beer. So I bought both the light and the regular.
You will not be sorry. I wish that I could be here to come to your big chili party.
Well, you can't eat chili without beer, that's for sure.
You know what I have to have with chili is ice-cold milk.
Yeah, you've
I know there are a lot of people that love beer with chili.
That's weird.
Cold milk and crackers with chili, that's for me. But if you're going to have a beer, you've gotten a good one. And
well, I'm so excited because I thought, boy, this is my big chance to make sure everybody tries it.
How many people are coming over?
There'll be 12 of us.
12.
Nice.
Keep score of anybody who says that I don't like this beer. They're not your friends and never have them over again because their taste buds are screwed up and who knows what else is wrong with them because it's good. Have you tasted it yet?
No, I haven't. That's my big chance.
Well,
I thought, this is my big chance to tell everybody how great it is.
Get one real cold and put yourself a glass in the freezer and get it all frosty.
I always do have a frosty mug.
Now, you're my kind of woman.
Drink a six-pack right now. Just test it out.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try the light. You told me that I probably would like that better.
I'm guessing you would. Who's making the chili? You?
No, the guys are making it.
Oh, okay. I'll bet it's going to be some good chili.
I think it will be, too.
All right. Well, have a good time, and thank you for the plug.
Yes, I'm sorry that I can't call you up next week and tell you how much we love it, but you're going to...
Well, you could call us the week after.
All right.
Do that, all right?
Take care.
Okay, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Right. How about Barbara?
Nice.
Picked up some American Patriot. That's going to be one successful chili get-together. This weekend is the Golf Expo in St. Charles Convention Center. Starts tomorrow, goes through Sunday. And remember that Amini's has a man cave set up there, meaning it's what they have decided would be an example of the ideal place for a guy to crash. So they've put everything in the man cave they think that most guys would like, and included in that is the Golden Tee golf arcade game. Now, for those of you who've never played Golden Tee, there was a point where I'd never played it, and the first time I ever touched it, I almost got carpal tunnel syndrome because I couldn't stop playing it.
Yeah.
It is so much fun. So check out the Amini's Man Cave at the Golf Expo this weekend, St. Charles Convention Center. Now, whether you do that or don't do it, we would love for you to go to Amini's whenever it's convenient to you. Tomorrow's Friday, maybe over the weekend, you stop in at Amini's and you just walk the place. Just walk it, end to end, top to bottom. And I say top to bottom because there is a second floor. And I'm going to tell you, I went in there twice before I ever even really realized there was a whole second level. I don't know why I didn't notice the staircase, but I didn't go up. And then when I did, wow. Jaffe Lighting Selection up there. Hello to Tyler. Hello to Arash. Hello to all the wonderful people that work at Amini's. And this is the least pressure you'll ever feel when you go into a store. If you want help, you'll get help. If you want to look, you'll look. If you want to let your kids play pinball, arcade, whatever, they want them to play them too. They're all set on free play. Great store. No other store like it. Amini's. And area rugs, handmade or machine made. Do not buy. I don't care if it's a place that has a grand opening or going out of business. I don't care what it is. It's easy to get taken when it comes to rugs. Don't make a decision without taking a look at the rugs at Amini's. Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. Boone's Crossing, exit off 40, Amini's.com.
See if Tim Weiland can find some problem spots for you in traffic, Tim.
Oh, there's just a couple. We've got eastbound 70 that is stacking up now, approaching the Earth City Expressway, westbound 70 from the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge. Working with that water main break on southbound Kings Highway before Vandeventer. Two lanes are down there, only the left lane getting through. Westbound 64 getting heavy now between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason. Still just a little bit busy, we'll call it, on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal now, just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way at participating Wendy's for a limited time. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Tim. So that we don't get too far behind and that we have plenty of time to talk to you folks, we have a lot more of that to do. We have Dawn Meadows-Dixon next hour, too. I want to make sure that we remind you about Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. I got real quickly before I do that. I'm a member of SAG now, Screen Actors.
That's right.
I told you that because my union merged with SAG. Got my third DVD in the mail.
Wow. Oh, nice. Yes.
Wow. Silver Linings Playbook. Oh. I got Argo, and I got Les Mis.
Oh,
you guys
right.
Want to borrow it?
No.
I didn't think so. Thompson Price.
Coaster.
Yeah, exactly. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Now, they're not in the home entertainment business, but cabinetry, if you're going to do a home entertainment room, you got the cabinetry is the key, where that flat screen's going to sit, where the books, it all sort of revolves around that, and that's the focal point. Have those cabinets done right. Thompson Price and his people have done thousands of cabinets and shelves and whatever for kitchens or bathrooms or home entertainment room. And then, of course, goes without saying, you want to do the kitchen or the bathroom, you want to remodel it and make it better than anything you'll probably ever see in any display home because it's yours, custom made for you. Go to this website, thompsonprice.com. Don't go away. It is 4 o'clock, the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A very good day on Wall Street. When the bell rang about an hour ago, all three indexes had closed higher. Even Boeing struggling.